Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Danielle Beck joining us as we talk about CFAP Round 2 in just a moment.
For more than 50 years, RowGro with Zarinol has been known for heavier weaning weights that deliver greater revenue. How much greater exactly? Years of research prove that calves implanted with RowGro have an average 23-pound weaning weight advantage over non-implanted calves. At today's feeder calf prices, it's easy to see how those extra pounds can result in a bigger check come sale day. And as far as the idea that non-implanted cattle sell for a premium, this is just not true based on Superior Livestock Auction data in over 3 million calves that consistently shows implanted calves bring the same price per pound as non-implanted calves. The math speaks for itself, and so do the results with RowGro, the gold standard in calf implants that helps you aim even higher. Higher calf weights, higher returns, higher satisfaction. Learn more at RowGro.com and look for RowGro at your veterinarian or animal health supplier. A withdrawal period has not been established for RowGro in pre-ruminating calves. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
Round 2 of the coronavirus food assistance program was hinted at by President Donald Trump last week at a campaign stop in Wisconsin. Then Friday, we got the official word from USDA and the White House as President Trump and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announcing an additional $14 billion for agriculture producers to continue to deal with the market conditions that have hit them hard because of COVID-19. USDA will be using funds to come up with the $14 billion pot of money from the CCC, from the monies that were allocated earlier this year, as well as from the CARES Act that had some money left over from round one of CFAP. According to Danielle Beck with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office, this round two of CFAP has an inventory payment for beef cattle producers.
We're thrilled that more assistance is going to be made available for our cattle producers. Really high level, the CFAP 2 payments are going to be structured almost in the exact same way as the CFAP 1 Part 2 inventory payments. So any producer out there, they will calculate their payment by taking the highest owned inventory on a date selected by the eligible producer from April 16th through August 31st of 2020 by a rate of $55 per head, and that will be your total payment. There are some nuances with the program. So breeding stock such as cows and bulls will not be eligible for CFAP 2. Cull cows won't be eligible. But basically, all marketable animals are otherwise eligible, including 2020 born calves and replacement stock intended for breeding, such as females that have not produced offspring and males that have not started breeding females. We're really grateful that this additional assistance has been made available. And ultimately, you know, we recognize that there may be some problems here for, you know, specific segments of the industry. And we're going to continue fighting and working with Congress to make sure that that assistance is delivered through an upcoming, fingers crossed, COVID assistance package.
Danielle Beck with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. If you remember the payments for cattle that came in after April 16th, the inventory payments that USDA offered that came out of CCC funds under CFAP 1, is going to be similar to what they're going to be doing with CFAP 2 cattle assistance payments. They'll be structured the same generally way, but it will be a slightly increased rate, $55 per head. Payments can be calculated by multiplying the highest owned inventory of eligible livestock on a date selected by the producer from April 16th all the way out to August 31st. Multiply then by the $55 a head payment rate. And CFAP 1 and CFAP 2 are separate programs, according to USDA. So those program payments you got in CFAP 1 payments aren't really a factor with this second round of CFAP. CFAP 1 was designed to address disruptions that occurred by April 15th, whereas CFAP 2 is intended to address disruptions from April 16th on. As a result, CFAP 1 payments have no bearing on how CFAP 2 payments will be calculated, and very importantly, two separate payment limits will be in effect. So if you basically maxed out on your payment limitation in that first go-round, you'll have a fresh payment limitation here the second go-round, according to USDA. By the way, for our part of the world, Scott Biggs, the executive director for the Farm Service Agency for the state of Oklahoma, reminds everyone that hard red winter wheat producers will be eligible for a CFAP payment this go-round. That's mighty important to a lot of our cattle producers that are also in the wheat business. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 24th, to be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 23,460 head to be sold in this go-round. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information, 800-422-2117. Do want to remind you that previous Beef Buzz shows are up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.